Live on your radio, it's the Kix 96.9 Morning Show with JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick.
Spreading the happy and sometimes sad tears. Lauren Silverman starts up our good things.
Okay, I love this story. The video is really, really cute. There's a woman, she got pulled over in Palmdale, California. And they accused her of drunk driving and took her out of her car and said she needed to do a sobriety test. Okay. So they had her, you know, the video, she's touching her nose and walking a straight line, standing on one foot, all that kind of stuff. And then the deputy says, all right, I need you to turn around directly behind yourself. Just turn right around. And she does. And behind her is another deputy, her boyfriend, Deputy Bowles, who is down on one knee with a ring. It was all a big setup. He had had his buddies pull her over so that they could do this this surprise proposal. And what makes me laugh, for just a second, when she turns around, like she goes silent for just a sec, you can see it all registering in her head. And then the audio cuts out because she just cusses. She just drops a what the? And then she starts crying and she looks at him and she goes, I hate you. And she says yes, and they are very happy, and all the other officers start high-fiving and applauding and all that, because it's a nice little moment. And so they posted, congratulations to future Mrs. Deputy Bowles. She thought she was a suspected DUI driver, but it was a traffic stop that forever changed her life. We are so happy for you, brother, and thank you for allowing us to be part of this wonderful moment. Welcome to the Tan and Green family, and may you have a wonderful life together on behalf of the other deputies.
That's awesome.
Her reaction is so funny. I hate you!
That's tremendous.
Because she was in the middle of a panic moment right there. I'm not drunk! What are you doing?
That's funny. Husker Nick, your good thing.
My good thing is going to involve a song that has been played in many a stadiums and by about a billion little kids over the last 17 years. I had no idea it's been 17 years.
Let the dogs out!
Okay. You ever get on the internet and stumble down a rabbit hole?
Yes.
Yeah, a lot, right? We all do?
Daily.
I just did because I found this article about a man. His name's Ben Sisto. About 10 years ago, he was between jobs, and he said, quote, I was at the library perusing for, you know, jobs, other things, found myself on the Who Let the Dogs Out Wikipedia page, and noticed that there was no last name for the person who wrote the song, and I thought, who really did Let the Dogs Out? Well, fast forward 10 years later, this man is making over 90 grand a year, traveling around with a Who Let the Dogs Out museum that he personally put together. It's
what?
Over 250 pieces that he travels around the world, and he has spent, at times he called deep diving 8 hours at a time, listening to Who Let the Dogs Out to decipher the lyrics, to figure out just who did let the dogs. He claims he is only two key clues away from figuring out who let the dog out. And once he gets that, that'll be the final piece to his museum. But he says that when he shows up to towns with all this memorabilia of Who Let the Dogs Out from 2000, that hundreds of people at a time come down to observe all of the stuff. And he said he makes about 90 grand a year with his traveling Who Let the Dogs Out.
So like people pay admission to the Who Let the Dogs Out Museum?
Yeah, it's a traveling Who Let the Dogs Out Museum. How ridiculous is that? I learned so much about...
P.S. Say the word museum again.
Museum.
Museum?
Yeah.
It's a weird way to say it.
Museum.
Did you know? Do you know the origin of this song? Like what it was used for originally? I had no idea either. You got to hear this, Lauren. You'll think it's interesting as heck. Apparently, where it first started and it started to get popular was in Trinidad and Tobago.
Okay.
Because it was first written and played on a float that was for female empowerment. None of that makes sense to me.
What is it about?
I don't know. I still don't. I read this whole article and I have no idea. But the guy is close. He said two more clues and he will have the key to the mystery of who let the dog out. Listen, ultimately, this guy figured out a way to take one stupid song that was incredibly catchy in 2000 and turn it into 90 grand a year. That is my good thing for today.
That's pretty
and
amazing.
And I hope to high heaven I figure this out. Like,
does anybody
Chumbawamba?
Know?
Do I need to get that Chumbawamba song? Yeah, and I need to like figure out, there's got to be a hidden meaning to that song.
Behind the music.
Pissing the night away?
Yeah, was he really urinating or was he getting hammered?
I think it was getting hammered.
There's two things that could happen there.
Does anyone know any words to Who Let the Dogs Out other than Who Let the Dogs Out? Who?
Nope.
I feel like it's like... I don't know.
See? No, you don't.
So there you go. Nope. 90 grand a year. Who let the dogs out? Good for him. And he's having to figure it out.
Yeah, he hasn't figured it out
10 years later.
All right.
I picture him sitting in some room, just rocking back and forth, listening to the song, going, damn it, who is it?
Who let them out?
Who is it?
Who let them out?
Who is it? Was it the chef in the kitchen? With a candle? Go ahead.
My good thing, I'll just make it real easy. I was going to do something, I'm going to save it. Yankees won last night. Titans won last night. So I was very happy.
There you
with
go.
Got your teams. My teams both won last night. So there you go. And hopefully the Yankees will be playing the Cubs in the World Series. That's what I'd like. So there you go. Quick one.
Okay.
Since yours was very elaborate. I didn't want to go
That's
on
right.
with another
well,
elaborate
I mean,
one.
It's who let the dogs out. I gotta give them.
And I think
I
you should do
props.
Behind the music of Tub Thumping and some
It'd
other
be
ones
wonderful.
Now. All right. Hopefully that can be a new segment. We'll see what happens. Some good things to start your day.